is Bible jargon for management. God created it all, and he puts us in charge of it to tend and watch over it. But when you consider the pollution, the mindless use of natural resources, the selfish treatment of weaker people groups to the benefit of the strong, and much, much more, how good of a job would you say that mankind has done with God's creation to this point? Well, let's make this a lot more personal. For all the things that God has placed under your control, how good of a job would have you done in tending and watching over it? You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking me along with you as you're listening in on your mobile phone, on the web, or through our syndicated outlets. Welcome. Over here, I teach biblical strategies of stewardship, also known as biblical management, and I promote programs and products that help the Christian income earner become a profitable steward of what God has put under their control, because prosperity is not promised, but it is within reach. Profitable stewardship creates debt-free wealth. Today's topic is Stewardship 101, Managing Things to Profitability, the Key to Success. Now, this show is being done on January 1, 2016. Welcome 2016 and all that it has to deliver to us, and Happy New Year to anyone who's listening. And I do prefer my show to be evergreen, so someone may be listening to this much, much later, maybe many years to come. But I didn't want to not acknowledge that I'm starting the new year on a very important foundation, because, you know, honestly, guys, we got to sometimes get back to the basics. And over here at Profitable Stewardship, Inc., this is what everything is all about. So Stewardship 101, it's back to the basics, managing things to profitability, the key to success. This is what a lot of us are striving for, and I think it is very appropriate that on the first day of the year, I have my very first radio show for 2016, and we go right back to the basics and just have a real reminder of what all this is all about, going right back to the beginning of time, from the very first pages of Genesis of the Bible, from the very first moment when God interacted with this eternity that we're living in. So by using the word stewardship in the title of this post and of this show, I'm almost certain that most of the people who will tune into this particular piece will be Christians, and that's just fine, because the concept that I'm sharing here may even seem counter to the world's view of ownership. You see, the Christian knows, although we sometimes forget, that God actually owns everything, and we simply have control or dominion over some things. Just as Adam had dominion over the Garden of Eden and all that was in it, we have dominion over things that God has put under our control, such as things like time, resources, people, money, and more. Psalms 24, verse 1 reminds us, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The world and all its people belong to him. So guys, let's just get back to the basics and review the concept of stewardship.
You've heard the calling, yet you've ignored the prompting of the Spirit. But this year comes with the promise of success for you and your business through God's way. Don't let it go. It's the Profit with Passion Virtual Summit, January 29th through the 31st online at ProfitWithPassionSummit.com.
A truly special event that will start your year right.
Profit with Passion Summit will bring together dozens of the most dynamic and influential Christian entrepreneurs, leaders, and thinkers. Brought to you by LumaSpark. Visit ProfitWithPassionSummit.com. Enlighten.
If we can get this concept of stewardship settled in our hearts and minds, we are more likely to be better stewards and bring profitability and success to our house. None of us should want to hear wicked, lazy servants. Instead, we should strive to be like the manager that was mentioned in Matthew 25:20, which is also a rock verse, and the vision verse for Profitable Stewardship, Inc. going into this year. And Matthew 25:20 says, the one who had received five talents came forward, bringing the other five, and said, "Sir, you gave me five talents. Here I have made five more." From Genesis, the Bible opens up with the creation of Adam, who had the job of managing everything God had created. Genesis 2, verse 15 says, "The Lord placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it." God created it all, but he put us in charge of it all to tend and watch over it. And when you consider the pollution, the mindless use of natural resources, the selfish treatment of weaker people groups to the benefit of the strong, and so much more, mankind has really not done a very good job of what has been put under his control to this point. At least that's my opinion. But let's make this really much more personal for all the things that God has generously placed under your control. How good of a job have you done in tending and watching over that stuff? Now, I can honestly say that pre the recession of 2006, my husband and I did not do a very good job. God did give us much to tend and watch over. Before 2006, life was good. And then, because of poor management of those resources and the decisions that we made, it was only the grace of God, I have to say, that made us survive a time that led to total annihilation for so many. So many friends, so many people we know, so many reported in the news lost the very bed they slept on. And this is nothing that is caught God by surprise. He outlined in Proverbs 22:27. It says in Proverbs 22:27, "If you can't pay it, even your bed will be snatched from under you." Okay, so many of you had repossessions, foreclosures, all that kind of things happening because you couldn't pay for it, because a lot of us were living in the realm of the world, which says debt and leverage and using debt supposedly as a bait to get all these wonderful icons of trappings of wealth, but it was really a trap. So stewardship is the management of what God has put under our control. And here at Profitable Stewardship, Inc., this has become my mission, to not only become a profitable steward myself, but to help as many Christian income earners do the same. I have made it my life's work to this point to learn what God intended us to do and to do it. You see, Adam was not only given some to-dos, he was also given a not to do. And this is still the way that God works with us today. So let's take a closer look at that first stewardship experience in a little bit more detail. Genesis 1, 27 through 30 says, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation version. "So God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them and said, 'Be fruitful and multiply.'" That's what God wants us to do. "Be fruitful and multiply." Do you hear the prophet in that? "Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground." Then God said, "Look, I have given you every seed-bearing plant throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food. I have given you every green plant and food for all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, and the small animals that scurry along the road, everything that has life." Let's jump over to Genesis 2:15 to 17. It says, "The Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it. But the Lord God warned him, 'You may eat freely, eat the fruit of every tree in the garden, except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat its fruit, you are sure to die.'" Ladies and gentlemen, we have total freedom and a single rule. And that rule, if followed, would have kept us from harm, difficulty, and death. And today, we still have this same template of experience. Jesus had to come back to remind us that in him is life, and for us to have that life abundantly. That Jesus says his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So for those of you Christians who do not bother to read the Old Testament, or you think it is outdated and you are only reading the New Testament, Jesus came again to remind us, to tell us the very same thing that God told Adam back there. "Enjoy all I have given you. Tend and and watch it. Yes, you do have some work to do. And there are just a few things you need to be careful of. And those warnings, guys, that the Bible gives us are not kill joy, but joy securing and joy ensuring. See, we look at those things that we're not to do, the things that the world is busy doing and thinking God is denying us for. No. If we avoid some of those things, we ensure our joy. We ensure our longevity. We ensure the abundance that he has promised us. No matter how many times God has shown up with blessings, we humans seem to freaking mess it up. He took the children of Israel out of slavery in Egypt, gave them a promised land, and bam! Generations later, they have done all God warned them not to do, following the sinful ways of the heathens, the idol worship, and more. And today, Israel is still fighting to hold on to a tiny piece of what gave them, God gave them of that land. Christian, there is just no way around it. There is just no way around it. God has put things under our control to tend, to watch over, and to manage. He expects us to do so to a profitable outcome. I'm asking you to decide today that you will become a better steward of everything God puts under your control: your time, your family, resources, talent, skills, social connections, everything. Enhance it because you have had the opportunity to touch it. Let me say that again. Enhance it all because you, Christian, have had the opportunity to touch it. If you are faithful in little, you can be trusted to have more. If you cannot manage what you have, then don't expect to be given more to mess that up too. Christian income earners, I'm appealing to you. Read the Bible. Read it for how it applies to your life, not just as some annoying history book that God is going to test you on later. The Bible is truly a practical, relevant guide to success. I promise that if you hang with me over here, if you're listening in at Debt Free Wealth Radio, if you're reading this post at trulybearman.com or any of my other sites such as inhisimagefitness.com or christiantentmakers.com, these are just a few of the sites that I manage. I promise you, I will be delivering stewardship principles from the Bible to help you move toward becoming a profitable steward who enjoys debt-free wealth. And wealth, guys, is not just money. Wealth is everything, okay? Wealth is our health. Wealth is the abundance, okay? So those who enjoy debt-free abundance, if you prefer. I am on this journey myself, and I welcome anyone who has the same GPS settings for your life. This journey is best done with company. God knew that, and that's why he gave Adam the best companion ever. God gave Adam Eve because God looked on and said it is not good for man to be alone. The same way, I'm inviting you to join me on this journey. I am taking this journey to becoming a profitable steward who enjoys debt-free wealth or debt-free wealth, debt-free abundance. I'm inviting you to join me because it is much better when this journey is taken with friends, with others of the same mindset. Okay, God did not just secure Moses and send him to the promised land. He asked Moses to take the entire people group. And when Moses was worn out, Joshua continued the journey. So there are some who have been before me. There are some who will come after me. But all of us are invited on this journey to leave the slavery and move to this better place, this promise that God has given us. We have messed it up time and time again, but let's get it right going into 2016. I invite you to become a profitable steward who enjoys debt-free wealth. Trudy Behrman here. Let's welcome in 2016 with prosperity and abundance that is my desire for you. I'm super simple to find at trudybehrman.com, and I do look forward to connecting with you. Thank you.